Where will you be August 21st of next year? That's when the next total solar eclipse will be in the United States. One retired Florida couple already knows their plans. They spent the summer driving some 11,000 miles around the country, telling people about the cosmic event and where to go for the best view. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has more.
Bonnie and Chap Percival are self-proclaimed eclipse chasers. They travel the country and parts of the world to experience the astronomical event.
Total solar eclipses, Bonnie and I have traveled to see five of them on four continents.
Wow.
Now, there are some people who have seen many more, okay? But still, we have seen more than most.
And this past summer, with a very small camper attached to their car, they traveled the path of the next total solar eclipse to occur in the United States, which is now less than a year away. It may sound a little early to plan, but not for this couple, who's all about spreading the good word on the eclipse viewing experience. They visited classrooms and stopped by hotels and chambers of commerce to leave information about the eclipse.
I want as many people as possible to see this total solar eclipse, especially school-aged children, to see it safely and with understanding.
Chap taught various science-related subjects throughout his 41-year teaching career, so he's really only retired in theory. Bonnie points out the t-shirt he wears on the road helps them get some attention.
So he turn around and show her the back of your shirt.
Okay.
It actually has the path on it. And all of the towns that are of 3,000 or more on here. So if they go, well, is such and such in the path? We go, well, here. Is it on here? Then it's in the path. So if you go there, you'll be in the path of totality.
That's when the sun, moon, and earth perfectly align. That moment of totality is the reason they love the chase.
I mean, birds go to roost. Street lights come on if you're in town. It's eerie.
You are actually looking at a black hole in the sky surrounded by pearly plumes radiating in a pattern that is unique for every eclipse. It's just jaw-dropping.
Well, that sounds pretty cool.
For most people, this is a once-in-a-lifetime event and a real memory maker for your family.
He points out you do need some protective eyewear when waiting for that moment. The bad news for Charlottesians is if you stay in the city, you'll miss the moment of totality, since we're not technically in the path.
There will be a 98% partial eclipse. Now, that's pretty amazing, and if people just stay in Charlotte, that's what they'll get, 97 or 98%. So the sun will be a skinny, skinny, skinny little crescent. Which will be a very memorable event. No argument there.
That doesn't sound that bad, but for those in Charlotte and many of the cities the couple visited, that moment of eerie peace is really only a short drive away. For the full experience, Bonnie and Chap suggest people in Charlotte head about 90 minutes down the interstate to Columbia. As for where Bonnie and Chap will view the eclipse, they'll be in Cookeville, Tennessee. It's within a day's drive from where they live and gives them a good backup plan in case of bad weather.
So if we wake up that morning and the forecast is for clouds where we are, but clear skies 50 miles west, I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to drive 50 miles west so I can be in a place where it's going to be clear.
Chap points out there will be another total solar eclipse in the United States in 2024, but here's the thing. Its path goes nowhere near North Carolina. So maybe it's time to take a note from the Percivals and start making plans for August 21st, 2017. There's less than 11 months to go. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.